Design. Pioneering building technologies and life safety methods that were first developed for 7 World Trade Center, also designed by SOM, were refined and expanded at 1. Innovations at both buildings helped rewrite the New York City Building Code, which had been essentially moribund since 1968. Long before tenants arrived, 1 was a working building, providing benchmarks for structural design, blast mitigation, and construction sequencing that are now used worldwide. Together, the designers, engineers, and owners even managed to change the way New York unions erect skyscrapers. The tower has a rigid structural steel perimeter as well as a reinforced concrete core. That core is the most significant technological leap forward in how buildings in New York City are designed today. Taken as a whole, the anatomy of the World Trade Center represents one of the most profound collaborations in human history. The 9 major buildings on its 16 acres, along with the #1 subway line and 4 Port Authority Trans-Hudson, or PATH lines, form a Rubik's Cube of interdependent structures. To convey the ensemble's totality, this book examines each of these elements individually and within the context of the World Trade Center's larger story, from structural and construction challenges and the vicissitudes of the real estate market to the role of religion in a secular setting. Echoing the original World Trade Center's international focus, the chapter on 4 World Trade Center delves into Japanese building philosophies, underscoring downtown's global sensibility. The National September 11th Memorial and Museum invites visitors to witness and interact with the still unfolding history. While the Trade Center offers a distinctive portrait of structural and political concerns at the opening of the 21st century, its buildings and commemorative elements also draw inspiration from historical structures such as the Washington Monument, Rockefeller Center, Grand Central Station, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and the Hagia Sophia. As in a relay race, different individuals move the project forward in significant ways and then handed off their batons. While the influence of any one person might not be apparent, markers of these particular efforts have survived. Here, too, the scions of Manhattan's oldest real estate families, Durst, Silverstein, and Tishman, joined forces to rebuild their beloved city. Stephen Plate, who directs construction at the Trade Center for the Port Authority, walks the site daily to keep massive egos in check and scheduling on track. He has reserves of Zen calm and a way of telling a story that is half anecdote and half adage. Whenever I called him, even before I'd asked for something, he'd say, "The answer is yes." You gotta love a guy like that. Apparently, he also says no, a lot, especially to those who did not adhere to his rigorous, mathematically precise construction schedules. His spirit and resolve are typical of all those who have been in the trenches for the past 15 years, working first on Ground Zero's cleanup and then on the rebuilding. The project's metaphoric steel, they embody what has always been the city's treasure, a melting pot of individuals willing to step into their greatness and get the job done, no matter what. This is an illustrated record of the site's emotional, technically demanding reconstruction. 2 timelines reveal the project's extensive scope and pace. Diagrams and photographs suggest the intricacy of the considerations that shaped it. You can see these timelines and images in the accompanying PDF. I conducted more than 70 interviews with those who were intimately involved. Some, like David Childs, Daniel Libeskind, and Santiago Calatrava, are bold-faced names, but others who are less well-known, like Robin Ryan, the woman who managed the logistics of installing the tower's glass curtain wall, brought fresh, no less valuable insights. Every single one said this was the greatest project of their lives. All, starchitects and design veterans, ambitious young ones eager to make their mark, savvy insiders, political chieftains, and laborers who sweat earn the knowledge that their hard work has value, were eager to share their stories with you. As with any great endeavor, every inch of 1 World Trade Center's skyscraping height was contested, often bitterly, after terrorism experts questioned its vulnerability.